Blog Talk Radio.
Don't you stop, don't you run, don't you
big Ray, great sound on line, on line.
Times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times is getting rough. To make a day to day is getting tough. It's strange to see the thunder and lightning without the raindrops. Niggas drown themselves and they liquor until the pain drops. To be successful in this life is kinda tough, but I let you stand up under my umbrella till the rain stops. Cause hell, we all need some help at times. Just like these new rappers, they all need some help with rhymes. Don't get me wrong, I ain't dissing, I'm just saying that the game is watered down and the talent levels on decline. Gotta rap about money they know they not getting, then get mad when real rappers say they not spitting. They gave the game to the kids, and just like anything nice you give the kids, they fuck it up, and I'm not kidding. They took grown men off and put plenty teens on it. They took men clothes off and put skinny jeans on it. And all these youngsters want beef, but when it comes to do the time, I think they turn to vegetarians cause they don't want it. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times are getting rough. To make it day to day is getting tough. Ago, I can cough, sneeze, and rub on my eye. Know if I do that shit too close to folks, they think they gon' die. Cause somebody on the TV told them viruses can fly. Here's a mask, cover your mouth, not your ears or your eyes. Matter of fact, give me 6 feet, go stand by the blue X. Stay in your house and do what you told, a nigga you next. But black people don't get that shit. Blacks are dying faster than everybody else. What's the very next statistic? But it's no coincidence, see if it's bad, we gon' get it. The media pushing these numbers, but I don't know that many with it. Tim Murphy felt sick, but he was just losing his mind again. They said he had corona, it was just too many Heinekens. With pre-existing conditions and bad food habits. They say you sick, you say I'm not. They say you asymptomatic and gave you stimulus to push this agenda. Hoping that you remember when you show up to the polls in November. That's some bullshit. Living in these times getting rough, especially when you ain't feeling the love. We need hugs. These uncertain times is getting rough. To make it day to day is getting tough. We need hugs.
Getting crazy out there, man.
Whatever you do,
we need hugs.
Shit crazy out here right now, y'all. We need hugs.
Yo, this for everybody that lost their life in this shit with these crooked ass cops, yo.
Sandra Bland.
We ain't taking that shit no more.
Eric Garner.
We about to rise up.
Laquan McDonald.
So, hey, this that Can't Breathe challenge. Everybody breathe this
Freddie
shit.
Gray.
Everybody take this shit
Marcus
in. Everybody share this shit.
George
it's
Floyd.
Going down, man.
Don't stop.
Let's go. Listen, I can't breathe like I had an asthma attack. No, it's a cop with his knee on my back. Matter of fact, I can't. I didn't rob, steal, or even do crack. So I assume just because that I'm black. And I told you I couldn't. That's when you smiled and applied more force. Then press harder when my voice got hoarse. Get off my neck, I can't. Is this that training that you get in the force? It seems to be, cause it's the same from LA to New York. They killing niggas for sport. And the cops play for the home team. Now we gotta play the game that they playing and make our own team. It took 4 yards to take down one. While the man cried for his wife and his son. After he said he couldn't. What kind of man do that whole shit, bro? To justify it, that's that whole shit, though. But if we did that to the cops, I swear it'd turn into a race war. Some shit our kids gon' have to pay for. In this country, we can't.
or even look wrong without getting the nice dick. They lock us up and call us a felon and get our rights stripped. Now we can't even vote for who we want to represent us. Feeling helpless and right back to the hood is where they sent us. I swear, some of y'all couldn't stand and be black for 3 days. And the racist that system, I spell America with three K's. Now it's this virus that some believe and some doubt. Is it here to help the cops take us out? Fuck this mask, I can't breathe. When you got your knees pressed against my back, chest against the ground, how I'm supposed to breathe? When you got the deck stacked against the blacks and you hold us down, how I'm supposed to breathe? When you got your knees pressed against my back, chest against the ground, how I'm supposed to breathe? When you got the deck stacked against the blacks and you hold us down, man, we can't breathe.
All right, all right, all right. Total Blackness.
Welcome to welcome. Okay, so
hey,
on this great Saturday, I just want to send peace and blessings, love to everybody out there. I hope everybody is safe and healthy. We send in prayers and all good vibes to those who are going through things through this coronavirus pandemic. I hope stimulus and different things is reaching people in time. If not, reach out to your local officials. And tonight we have one of those local officials in Ohio, from Warren, Ohio. We'll be introducing shortly. But how you doing, Bert?
I'm good. I was running, trying to get back to the house. I had ran out for a minute. And luckily I did make it back on time because I thought I was going to be late. But it was a good day today, good Saturday. We had good weather. It wasn't too cold. And my neighbors are having a party, so I'm going to try to keep everything, I'm sorry, in the background because they're having a good time down there.
I hear that. I hope they feel social distancing at that party, though.
I didn't see no social distancing. I'm going to be honest. I ain't seen none of that. But it must be somebody's birthday because they don't party like that. So it must be somebody's birthday.
Right. It's kind of sad that people are being separated to where you can't celebrate special days or the passing of the elders like we usually do. So I hope everybody do stay safe and this thing hurry up and passes us. But on to a happier note, how you doing, Playground?
Yeah.
What it do, my good people?
What's up?
DJ Sergeant Rock.
DJ Sergeant Rock is not here, but Common is here.
How you doing, Common?
Salute. Common's good. How y'all doing?
That's good. How's the weather up here in New York?
It's freezing up here. We're getting ready for this big snowstorm supposed to be coming through Sunday night, Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all had to get some good weather down south, huh?
Let's not brag about down south weather.
Whatever. It was nice. It was very nice. Playground, did we not have a nice day today?
Oh, it was beautiful, man. It was very pleasant. I mean, you know, it was not, like you said, not too hot, not too cold. It was.
Playground, really? You going to feed
me? See, what happened is when we get a day like today now, the next couple of days, we'll probably have rain all day long. But, you know,
we about to get 10 to 14 inches of snow. Y'all talking about rain. Ain't that some shit?
We won't get that. We definitely won't get that.
Hey, but you
That's
know, I'd rather be cold than hot, because when you go outside and it's too cold, you can put on a lot of clothes, but you can't take nothing off when you go out there.
I'm going to tell
well,
you, now, that worked to a certain extreme.
Because the
kind of weather that they have, like certain degree Keep weather, on. You might need to put on a pair of goggles so your eyeballs don't freeze. Because it be that doggone cold. Yes. Honey,
Definitely.
You could put on 5 sweaters and 3 coats, and that wind still going to cut you.
That's that New York weather.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all rude, though.
Yeah.
Y'all rude.
Yeah.
We freezing up here, and y'all talking about it was nice and pleasant today.
Well, I would like to
say why everybody enjoying the cold and the heat. Just a little info and a little news that they won't give you on CNN or CBS, Fox. Right now is the best time for small businesses or people who are thinking about businesses to contact your local SBA, Small Business Administration, figure out how to register your business. I know in Ohio right now it is only $99 for everything. You will still have to register for your tax ID. But during the pandemic, they are really pushing for people to open business, start up your business, and engage if you already have a business and keeping your doors from closing. And there are a lot of funds available, and you know they won't be available forever. So please, please, no matter what state you're in, I don't care if it's a T-shirt business, cutting hair, get your certifications, do what you need to do. But get a business plan done and register yourself with your state. Don't wait till you have all the materials and everything. Do that now. Sit down. You know what your plan is for your business. No one else does. They have templates on Google and Yahoo you can download. But definitely contact your local SBA. Get a SCORE mentor. They'll give you one for free. I don't care what state you're in. And start your journey into owning yourself. No slavery. No working for someone until you're old and gray, waiting on Social Security. Make a nest egg for your family now, and I'm a great supporter of that and activist towards that goal. So I just wanted to add that news again that we will not get on the major news platforms because it benefits us.
Okay.
That
sounds good. Yeah, so like, okay. So they will actually need to get a license or LLC for business and have a business plan ready at the time. Is that correct?
Yes, they would. And when you get your when you call the Secretary of State, a lot of people will try to be a third party intermediary, and they'll try to get you to pay them extra funds. But just call the Secretary of your state, and they will register your name as long as it's not already registered to another business. And once they register you, you should contact your SBA and see what you need. And it's not a large criteria right now. They're very light on the stuff you need because we are in a pandemic and they don't want the economy to fail. So if you register your name, and most people should do LLC. If you do a nonprofit, it will take a little longer to get your money because the grant will be called a PPP, and I need you guys to research that. If you do nonprofit work, you're doing it out of your pocket, research a PPP. But other than that, the for-profit businesses, they have a SBA loan / grant. But most of these things are covered by pandemic assistance to pay your student loans or your loss at your business back for you because we are going through a hard time as a country. And that goes for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, a felon. And I'm really pushing for felons and people who's coming off the street and different lifestyles to invest in their sales. We're all good at something. Invest in yourself. It's about $100 in every state right now during the pandemic. Just please, you guys, invest in yourself, your kids, and your future.
Absolutely. I think it's a good idea. I think that our community is doing a great job at going to school and getting degrees and becoming great people. And in this fight for what we got going on right now. And we're proud of the steps that we are taking as a people, but we got a lot of more steps to take. And we can start by owning our own stuff, you know. And I think it's a good idea. And I encourage everybody to do so as well, because we need more black businesses to support, you know. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah,
okay, Anton, you have a guest tonight. So do you want to introduce your guest?
Definitely. So tonight we have a young lady running for council in Warren, Ohio. I met this young lady with some organizers that I've been to D.C. with and do work with continually from Illinois and, from Georgia. I joined the Zoom call and listened to her platform. I was able to ask her questions. She articulated things very well, what she was willing to do for the community with her council seat, with or without the council seat. The sister goes hard for the Ohio community as a whole, as far as community gardening, as far as fighting for policies, reentry reform, bill reform. This sister is on fire. So when I got the call, I said, let me get with this sister and see what she can do for us as a whole. And again, she wowed me, so I invited her to the platform so we all could talk to her as a group and share the information with the nation as a whole. So Erica Royster, how are you doing tonight, Queen?
I am doing fantastic. It is truly an honor to be here with all of you today, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank
Absolutely.
You. Thank you. So before we get started with questions, Tweetie, do you have anything you want to say to the sister? Okay.
Yes, I want to. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We just want to welcome you to the show on behalf of Total Blackness and Anton and the rest of the crew from Real Talk Roundtable. And we're just glad that you are here. And we're going to give Anton the floor because he has all of the great questions that he want to ask. And we're just going to get some feedback at the end. So, Anton, the floor belongs to you.
Okay. So, first, before I ask you any questions, could you go ahead and officially introduce yourself? Any pronouns, any titles we should know?
My name is Erica Royster. I am running for 6th Ward City Council in the great city of Warren, Ohio.
Okay, that's great. So, for my first question, many people asked me this locally in Lucas County in Toledo. If I wanted a council seat, how are these seats filled?
The first thing that you actually have to do is you have to get a petition with 25 signatures from registered voters in your ward. Those signatures, normally what you can do is your best bet is to get with the Board of Elections and ask for their most recent voter registration records for your ward. That would be the best way to do it. And after you get your signatures, you always get more signatures than you'll actually need, because if someone, let's say they didn't vote for a very long time and maybe the records weren't updated, you'll still have enough signatures to pass through to get on the ballot.
Okay, so yes, that was very informative. So my second question is, what do you think is most important for the city of Warren right now and for the state of Ohio as far as policy changes?
As far as policy changes, number one, there is, I believe it's a part of the Ohio Revised Code for the Minority Business Enterprise Program and the EDGE program. There have been governors who, have really pushed this program as it pertains to minorities in business. But we need to really take a look at the program and what we've been doing in Ohio and how it trickles down to each state. And what I mean by that is we have... If the state departments are supposed to do a certain amount of business with minorities, we need to really look into how they do business with minorities. To further explain what I mean is sometimes if certain department heads know that they have to do business with minorities, they put certain barriers in the way so that you can't do business with them productively. And then when they go back to their report, you know, to who they report to, now you have a blemish on, you know, them doing business with you as a minority, but they don't see the roadblocks that they put. You know, that person may not be doing business with you like they do with everyone else, making it more difficult. So I think that, you know, as far as business is concerned, we need to really take a look at what we're doing as far as that program is concerned, because it really can be beneficial. And I've seen it be beneficial to a lot of minorities, but we definitely need to take a look at that. Secondly, we need to really think about how in this city we have, I had someone come to the city and their comment was, well, where do all the black people work? Now, that is a problem because that means that diversification is not widespread in this city. And that is a problem. That's a problem for families. That's a problem for the children. And that's a problem for the businesses as well, because if you're not employing people, you know, of color, you're really missing out. And so are we.
And I do second that, because I think that's why they're starting to let fellas into school and trade. And you have to stay there a little longer. But if you prove yourself, maybe take a CQE, it does open some doors. But we do fight with, like you said, the so when I always keep it real, I don't matter the consequences. When I called to the Port Authority to apply for the grants and they offered me a partnership, he kept it real with me. He said, we're a bunch of old white men who are clueless. We don't, you know, we lost when we come to talk to small businesses in the neighborhoods. So could you please partner with me and help me find the people who are ready to receive the funds? So speaking from that point of view, could you explain to people what the STEM program is for those who are not familiar with any type of programming, and especially that program?
What program did you say again?
Didn't you mention the STEM program?
I did not. It's the MBE program and the EDGE program with the state of Ohio.
Okay, you said EDGE. Could you explain what those are? Because I'm not familiar with them myself.
Okay, so there is, and please don't quote me on this, but I'm almost positive that there is in the Ohio Revised Code where the state of Ohio, and let me paint a picture for you. So you have the state of Ohio, and then you have all of the state of Ohio's entities. You have the Department of Commerce, the Department of Agriculture, Ohio Lottery. You have all of these departments that have departments. So each department has to do 15%. Those percentages vary, but they have to do a certain percentage with minority businesses out of their total budget for the year. And I'm not sure if it's a calendar year or a fiscal year, but it, whatever that year is, they have to do that. What the business itself has to do is it has to get certified as a minority business enterprise, or the EDGE program stands for Encouraging Diversity, Growth, and don't quote me on the E, but you get my drift. And you get certified for these programs, and it's a streamlined, it's kind of like with everything else that we're going through right now. It's kind of a streamlined process. You have to be show 2 years worth of, now this was pre-COVID, 2 years worth of tax returns, just to show that you are a functioning business and not just a transactional business. And then now you're on the list of vendors for the state of Ohio. And from there, they used to have seminars pre-COVID that you could go and network with all of the state departments and, you know, put yourself before different people. But now it's as much as giving them a call, an email, you know, on however you would contact them to present your business to them.
Okay. I love that. Does anybody else want to add to that or ask anything before I move forward with my questions?
No, you good. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, so for my next question,
that's what's up.
For my next question, how do you plan to involve the residents in the decision-making process if you make it to the council seat?
My plan is really simple, and that is if there's something going on, to just go to where the people are. I watched a documentary of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and something that stood out in this documentary was the fact that, and I'm going to try not to go way off to the left here with this one, but he said that when he needed to gather people and get information, it was, you could find a lot of people in the churches. And we still have people in the churches, but a lot of people are in other places. So those places are social media platforms. Those places are with their families. A lot of, especially in this area, I can stop over, you know, it's probably about 10 or 15 big families in this city. And if you can get to the families, then you've reached your goal as far as sharing information. I mean, we have YouTube, we have texting, Messenger, and I plan to use all of those platforms.
And that is great. So for my next question, if I had a problem and I had no idea about city council, how do I find my district and how do I find my council person for my district?
Okay. The easiest way for some would be to call the Board of Elections. And the Board of Elections phone number is 330-369-4050. You can tell them what street you live on. You can tell them your address. You can tell them, you know, and then they will tell you what ward you're in. And they very likely can tell you who your council person is. If you don't like to make phone calls and you're more of a technology person, then you can go to warren.org. You can find the city ward map. You can find your street inside of that map. And then you can find your council person from there.
Okay, so staying on that same streamline, for people who don't know anything about city council, if they were trying to learn about what the city council is over and what they do, how do you obtain council agendas and minutes?
If you go to, again, if you go to warren.org and you just simply search city council, it's going to come up and rural plain where city council, and underneath you can it has like a number, probably about 8 or 10 tabs that you can click on, and city council agenda and meetings is one of them, and you just click on it and go to whatever the different ordinances to see what they're about and the information there.
That'll work. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with you guys shortly with a great future council person. I'm sure she's going to win, and we're going to let our co-host ask her a few questions as soon as we're back from this song.
All right, you guys. We're going to get into some pick low here. Friend zone. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend. Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend.
It's kind of crazy how we met, right? 09 July, bright summer nights, fireworks going off, I know we seen it. Same was in my soul, a crush was creating. We just had an introduction, but that wasn't nothing. Started a beginning, I'm thinking the future coming. Crazy thing about it, I'm not even your dude. At least not yet, they'll have most confused. Yeah, and I was curious about your own goals. Not related to your body, what your mind enclosed. Off that potential, had me deep as your dimple. As amazing as you are, you kept it so simple. Yeah, wasn't trying to rush to grab the number. And even though my life is good, it could be better. And just when I was prepared to go in, she informed me about the boyfriend. Damn.
Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. You got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend. Ooh, baby.
Months pass, things a lot different. Old dude about the picture and I'm all up in it. Not where I wanna be, but that's not up to me. I'm just a friend and I say that reluctantly. FaceTime, phone calls, lots of texting. All involving your past, including your exes. Can't admit as a man I felt the way. When I expressed my feels, you didn't have much to say. And I couldn't leave you alone. And even though I'm in the friend zone, did what I could just to make you see that even with some options, the best choice is me. And I'll chase you for eternity. No finish line, running for the urgency. And if these plans don't even work out, the journey was worth it without a doubt. Yeah.
Baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend. But you say I'm just a friend. Baby, baby, you got what I need. But you say I'm just a friend.
That the Black community faces heightened institutional and cultural trauma, epigenetic trauma, in fact, and we know that we must provide resources on those different forms of trauma. Black political education and then our healing-informed care curriculums are how we plan to shift this culture. Our second goal is focused on increasing engagement. We plan to boost Black voter turnout in key districts across the state by leveraging the relationships we build with individuals through our classes. We recruit them as volunteers to host canvassing and lobbying actions, and then together the Block staff, Block participants, and community leaders will come together to push for systemic change at every level of government the Black community needs.
Making in Ohio at the moment. I have a lot of great mentors, Olivia Holden, Marcia Dinkins. I can go on and on, but I would just like to commend you for taking the steps to become the change in the community of Warren. I would like to give you the floor to say anything you would like to say to the people. One of my main audience groups are reentering citizens, ex-gang members, people who are trying to find their way. So you do have the floor for a few minutes to speak and, you know, either speak on your platform or any message you would like to deliver to the people.
Well, I would say that what the work that you all are doing is so much bigger than probably that you can see. We need to forever hear that you can do it. We need to forever hear that the information that people don't want us to hear. we have to continue to build our own communities. And it will seem like small battles are somewhat being lost, but these small steps is how we are going to ultimately overcome. So it's going to take a little bit from you, a little bit from me, a little bit from the good sisters and the good brothers here on this call, for us to continue this work. And for anyone that is listening, don't let any kind of media other than your own, who people you can trust, like on this station right now, on this call right now, tell you that you cannot do it, because we can. We are a sleeping giant, and we must wake up. And it
Anton, Miss Erica's call dropped. She's probably gonna call right back in.
Okay, that's fine. But she was definitely speaking to the fact that
okay,
we are sleeping giants.
Hold on.
We have the power to do this. We have the power to do this, but we just have to continue our work. We must continue our work.
Absolutely.
And it's a moniker. I think every time I hear somebody speak, I'll be thinking in the back of my brain, "Till death do us part." I can tell like spirits and like minds and the people who have sacrificed and willing to make that great sacrifice. I got to always thank Bird Vision for making the platform available for us. The Freedom Block, Center for Popular Democracy, like I said, Marcia Dinkins, Black Women Rising, Ohio. So many entities are sacrificing daily without the praise, without the dollars. Or the notoriety to tell you that we are fighting for you, with you, we suffering with you, but we are still getting up every day to be the change, to be the comfort in this time. So again, I commend you. I love you. Any other co-hosts want to chime in? But I did need to get that in there.
Okay. Playground, got anything you want to add?
I'm just taking in the knowledge. I thank you for sharing everything that you shared with us, and I wish you the best in your upcoming election and all your endeavors. And like I said, thank you for the knowledge.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Okay, comment.
I'm the same as Playground. I want to thank you. I want to wish you luck. Continue to do the right things, help the people see the light, and may your future be prosperous. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. I want to ask Miss Erica, did you think that, let's say, 3 years ago, that you would be doing this today in this position?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I do.
Okay.
In 2010, I did my first neighborhood cleanup because there was a house across the street from me that had like raccoons that were like, I mean, I don't know what these raccoons ate, but they were big and they were strong. and they lived across the street from me. And I was like, well, hold on a minute now. I have to do something about this. So I did a neighborhood cleanup. We boarded up the house. The raccoons were still in and out because they were getting through the roof, you know? But eventually that house was torn down. That's not the answer to everything, but, you know, I won't go off into that. And that was when someone told me, they were like, well, you should run for city council and you should do this and you should do that. And I did not know at that time that I had the power to make a change. And that's when it started.
Okay. Absolutely. And you know what? That's usually how it always starts. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know your faith or how you believe, but I feel like God put us on a path and we don't recognize the way down the road that, oh, this, okay, that's why I went that way and that's why I did that. It was going to lead to this. And everybody on this platform have put in dues to be where they are. And I salute each and every person on this line tonight for putting in hard work and putting in effort, because people don't realize that time itself is a gift from people, because people don't have to give you their time. So I just want to thank everybody for their time, you know. And I appreciate you so much for coming on the show. And if it's any time that you want to come back here and you have something you need to get out to the people, just let us know. This platform will always be open to you for whatever announcements or anything that you need to do.
I thank you so much. And I must say that I love the vibe, the music. Man, I was like, let me stop rocking here and get ready for these questions that I'm gonna be asked, because it put me in a really, really good place, and I'm just proud to be here. So I'll be tuning in on the regular. So big ups to you all.
And Queen, one thing about the music, most of those are people who do community work with us or ourselves. So if you want to have something closer to the election per Zoom or live, where you want to, you know, have a platform with music and maybe food for the people, we would love to try to help you get that done. Like I said, we need more people like us in city seats, local offices, and we're 100% behind you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. Okay, so I would like, okay, Anton, I guess we did we get to the point to where, okay, let's do this again. If we did, how can people get a hold to you, and are there places that they can go to for like updates or what's coming up so they know how to follow your events and things that are going on?
Yes, ma'am. You can follow me on Facebook for now. We had a couple of technical difficulties with our Instagram and our Twitter, but for now, if you follow the Facebook page, elect Erica J. Royster, 4th/6th Ward City Council, you will be able to find me there, and there will be updates of events and other social media platforms. Moving forward, there is a community phone number. If you have questions or concerns, that phone number is 330-219-0690. If you would like to send an email, there is an email, and it is elect Erica, E-R-I-C-A, Royster, R-O-Y-S-T as in Tom, E-R, at gmail.com. So you can get in contact with us, me, myself, my team, from those avenues.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right, well, we thank you for coming by to hang out with us. And like we said, if you would like to come back at any time, you are welcome. And you guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to get into a little bit more music, and then we're going to come back and get ready to get out of here for this evening, okay? So we're going to get into some of this mud, baby. Say, all right, we'll be back in just a few. Hang on tight, don't go nowhere.
I'm going to make that shit wavy.
Baby, it ain't no question. You ain't gotta question this shit, man. Yeah, I know, man. Just chill. baby, it ain't a question. 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 Baby, it ain't no question. Baby, it ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question. Baby, it ain't no question. When I catch it, I'ma dive on you like I'm supposed to do.
Supposed to do.
In the streets, don't get no love. I bring it home to you.
I bring it home to you.
I just want you to stay down and stay close to me. Your homes, girl, hating on me, saying they what it's supposed to be. But I can give two fucks about it. I'ma stand by your side. If you cry, I'ma cry. If you ride, then I'ma ride.
I'ma ride.
Time we was sleeping in that car. Yeah, you was on my side. Yeah, when the shit really got hard. Yeah, everybody turn their back, but you stay down. A lot of people that say they were gonna stay around, but they ain't stay around.
They
a lot of people they criticize. Most of them don't understand.
I don't
take you through some shit. A lot of them weren't part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It ain't no question.
Some shit
baby, it ain't no question. Baby, it ain't a question. Baby, it ain't a question.
Baby,
it ain't a question. Baby, it ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question. I remember the times I had to dip on 12.
Yeah.
They turned the bet, you cut my pistol and scale. In my scale. I really gay your ass hell.
Hell.
I would've turned myself in before I see you in jail.
For real.
And we may fuss and we might fight, but we gon' straighten it out.
Straighten
just
it
take
out.
A seat on the couch, don't stress the baby out.
Baby
strong, yeah, I done took you through some pain. If a nigga disrespected, then I'ma push that flame.
That flame.
Loyalty is a must.
Yeah.
Only in God I trust.
I trust.
You told me God need my trust.
My
yeah.
trust.
So I gave God my trust. Ain't no question.
No question.
Ain't no question. Baby, ain't no question. Baby, it ain't a question. Baby, it ain't a question.
Baby,
it ain't a question.
Baby,
it ain't a question. Baby, it ain't no question.
It ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question.
It ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't no question.
It ain't no question.
Baby, it ain't a question. Baby, it ain't a question.
All right. You guys.
Welcome
it's
back.
About that time. It's about that
this
time.
This was a good Saturday.
So,
this was a good Saturday.
Yeah, it was
a good Saturday.
Yeah.
Good show.
I enjoyed
rest
it again.
In peace, too. Rest in peace, my guy, too, man. When I found out one of my guys, I don't know the complete story, but him and one of his friends was talking about their handguns doing different stuff, and he got shot. So I'm praying for both families.
No.
Cause one of the guys, yeah. You remember Toot, he was said all the time. He, the one who used to be the blood trip poker who said Obama was the devil. Remember when we was working in election for Obama? Yeah, he used to come cut me and AJ hair. He got shot and died yesterday, so it's been hard today for the family around here. But I'm glad we had a good show. We gave people good information.
You know what I think would be a good campaign to run?
What?
And I know it's been done, but it's been done on TV. It's been done through the movie. Well, everything else that they doing look like to me being done through the movies. So how about we take the campaign from the barbershop and bring it to life? How about we have a day just where nobody don't kill nobody? Like just to
Man.
Put the guns down for one day. Just let death take
nationwide.
A day off.
I
just
wish
nationwide.
That can happen.
It might could. You never know till we try.
Make that
know, people follow stuff now. Like, they want to be a part of something. Anything that got a hashtag attached to it where they can make a video about it, they for it. You know, and I think it'd be a great idea to put in the minds of people, stop killing one another. It's unnecessary.
Ain't that the truth?
I agree. It's too much black on black.
We died in the pandemic. Yeah. We battled and everything, people, pandemics, police, you know.
All right.
Black on black.
So I do want to ask y'all this quick question. Did y'all see the billionaire on TV crying about the stock market?
No, I didn't. No. That had to be hilarious.
Because he lost a lot of money.
Crying. He was on that crash like, because I care. You don't care. The only thing you care about is now that you have to pay. We've been paying forever. Like, you have to actually go in your pocket and spend money. And that's something that rich people don't ever want to do, because they want to save money. They don't ever want to spend no money. That's why they decide betting on other people to fail. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want to spend no money. But the way
Donald Trump got elected?
Well, yeah,
exactly.
Donald Trump got elected.
Yeah. So
because they already knew when Biden got it, if you made so much money, you were gonna they were gonna up taxes and all that anyway. So that's why they didn't want him in there.
No, he gonna tax the asses, and he should. Poor people getting taxed. Why y'all rich asses can't get taxed?
Can't tax. And
texting that ass. And then, man, have y'all paid attention to the gas prices lately?
Yeah, it's going up.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
Now.
Going up.
They said
milk and gas.
They mad at
us.
They mad at us. They mad
They've
at
been
us.
Mad at
now,
us
that
forever.
Man, he didn't do right. He didn't do right in there, so they are pissed.
Yeah. We got to really concentrate on the local elections, though, because at the end of the day, those are our protections against that crap they pulling up there. We're going to have people who care about us, you know, in our states and our cities, and we really got to start concentrating on that and electing people who give a damn.
Exactly. I don't even know
a lot of those
people
that give a damn.
That work on stuff like that. Like, I don't see people out in our community. Playground, do you see people out in our community, like, where we could go to and just find out political stuff besides the Board of Elections? Or, like, are there any
only around
organizations? Or, like, I've never seen any of that.
You
outside
only,
of taking up
in
money
Opelika,
so
Alabama, Lee County, you only see them around election time. That's the only time you'll see any kind of officials out and about. Shaking hands, churches. I mean, churches will be full around election time. But other than that, no, you don't see nobody. You have to go find somebody.
You got to dig deep. I'm saying dig deep.
You
got to come up with.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You got to go find them, because that's what makes people get mad and start engaging, because they'll run you around the loop to find somebody sitting in the office looking at you through the blinds, trying to find somebody to help you.
And that is crazy.
Welcome to
2021.
I was going to say welcome to 2021, because at the end of the day, we woke now, and we will be that woke giant. So it says something about the sleeping giant. We're going to be that woke giant.
I know, that's right.
Okay.
Waking up and shaking up things. All right, you guys, we're going to get ready to get out of here, because I know these guys, they want to find some football or some kind of sports they want to damn look at. And so we're going to let them look at some of them tonight.
Basketball game.
It ain't nothing like knowledge. It ain't nothing like knowledge.
Okay. But anyway, we're out of here. These guys.
Love you all.
One bang. One time.
Salute.
Love.
Salute.